A senior Iranian lawmaker has said Tehran needs to strengthen ties with Russia and China to face an expected tougher stance by the United States. The head of the parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee, Alaeddin Burujardi, made that comment. He cited a recent shakeup in U.S. President Donald Trump's administration as a sign of Washington's will to exert more pressure against the Islamic Republic. Burujardi noted that Washington will try to appease the Israeli and Saudi regimes in return for reciprocal benefits. The senior lawmaker pointed out that stronger relations with China and Russia could enfeeble or foil U.S. hostilities against Tehran. The American president has recently appointed John Bolton as his national security advisor. Bolton is known for his warmongering views and is fiercely opposed to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Joining us live now from Norway is John Stepling, who is an author and commentator. John, thanks for joining us. Certainly this makes sense, doesn't it, that in the face of continuing American pressure that Iran would look towards the likes of Russia and China for friendship and for alliances?
Sure. I mean, it's a perfectly rational response. You know, the appointment of Bolton comes on the heels of the elevation of Mike Pompeo. And it's worth noting that, Pompeo is a dominionist, a Christian evangelical, as is Mike Pence, as is Larry Kudlow, as is Rick Perry, as is Sonny Perdue. I mean, this is the most evangelical cabinet in history, hands down, by far. And all of the dominionists, which is the most extreme sort of a radical form of evangelical Christianity, these are people who believe in a holy war and are rabidly anti-Islamic, and they have enormous influence now. Betsy DeVos is another one, and her brother, Eric Prince, also a dominionist, the former head of Blackwater, which has been rebranded or something, and who has close ties with the Saudi Arabia and other countries, and has advocated for attacks on Iran, and all of them have. So Bolton falls in line with that, and he has close ties with Netanyahu. I mean, he has Netanyahu on speed dial. These guys are very tight, as is Pompeo. So this is a sort of interesting alignment of forces here with sort of global fascism in a sense, because Opus Dei elements are involved, the Vatican, the rise of these far right parties in Europe and so forth, all have connections. And Bolton is national security advisor, which is not as significant a position as Pompeo will have. But still, it's worrisome because Bolton is just an irrational, insane hawk. It will be interesting to see what kind of team John Bolton forms, because nobody likes him. He was widely disliked during his tenure at the UN. So for Iran, you're facing a cabinet of anti-Iranian hardliners, all of them. And all of them have advocated positions identical to Netanyahu's, which is regime change in Tehran. And secondarily, they think bombing North Korea is a perfectly reasonable thing. Bolton is just an extremist. I mean, he holds really radical, strange positions that are difficult to give a label to, because in many of them are actually contradictory. But he was one of the Bush era neocons, and these people seem to have returned to positions of great power. So all of it, it's very troubling, and it makes sense that Iran would look to Russia and China, because this is the bulwark against Western capital and this new fanaticism in the current U.S. administration. Not that U.S. foreign policy has changed very much. I mean, this is just a more vulgar and fanatical version of what we've seen for 25 years.
All right, John, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.